Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming down. Before we begin, just want to remind everyone to put their cell phones on silent. We'd like to keep the questions sabers only, please. Terry will give a brief remark followed by a short Q&A. Ian and Chris have the microphones, so when we call on you, just use the microphones. And without further ado, Terry Pegula.
As you all know, I have informed General Manager Tim Murray and Head Coach Dan Bylsma that they are no longer members of the Sabres organization. I believe that both men did a good job as with their tenure with the Sabres. These are difficult decisions. I want to thank both of them for their hard work and dedication. We, as members of the Sabres organization, are all responsible for our success. But accountability starts with me. We are not happy with our season this year, and there are no excuses. 6 years ago, I stood here and told the Buffalo Sabres fans that the reason for our existence was to win a Stanley Cup. That is still the truth. One team wins the cup. We expected more this season. Kim and I spoke in depth with Tim and Dan separately and decided that our organization needed more discipline, structure, and communication in order to be successful. We will move forward with new leadership and compete in the National Hockey League for the coveted cup. Thank you.
Any questions?
Terry, I think it's going to frame almost all the discussion today. Dan Bylsma's firing. How much does player discontent, specifically that of Jack Eichel, play into it? And Tim Murray's firing. How much of that was organizational structure, lack of plan? I mean, what can you say about the GM when most people expected the coach probably to get fired?
Let me borrow what Jack's agent, Peter Fish, said. Peter said, "I don't know where those stories come from. That's ridiculous." This is Jack's involvement, as it was reported, and I don't know the exact words of how that was reported, but is a complete fabrication. I defend Jack just as Peter did. It's not a true story. Are our players, were players unhappy? Absolutely. We're standing here today. We're not in the in the cup race.
Terry.
That all goes back to discipline, structure, and communication within our organization. We have to get better.
Terry, you just said accountability starts with you. What mistakes do you think that you have made, you and Kim have made as owners? And is owning a team much more difficult than you thought when you stood at that podium 6 years ago? Have you found it to be not as enjoyable as maybe you did on the first day?
Oh, it's enjoyable. Not winning is not enjoyable. Losing is not enjoyable. Mistakes, we're not in the playoffs. I can tell you that probably leads back to us needing to get better in the future. Well, I can tell you that I was not involved in the last GM coach search to a large extent, and I regret that move. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Adam?
Terry, I know you want to restrict this just to Sabres questions, and I understand that, but one of the questions I've been asked most, I'm going to ask you now. In making the decision to fire Tim Murray, why Murray, and not when you made the move on Sean McDermott with the Bills, did you fire Doug Whaley?
Well, we're not talking about football here, but again, our organization needs more discipline, structure, and communication. This is how you win. We need to get better at that in the future.
Terry, you talked about structure. You had Pat LaFontaine as a president. He stood up there when he was hiring Murray and said this is a new modern hockey NHL structure with where the general manager isn't all powerful. You have a football team where you apparently were looking for a czar type. You never hired that type of person. So what is your operating philosophy of how the management of a professional sports franchise should work?
Without disclosing specifics on this search, we are going to find the best candidates that we will bring into our organization to achieve our goals. The structure will land depending on the first person that we bring in, what his attitude is, and how we should work together.
Do you regret going back to the same old model with Murray when LaFontaine left?
Ask that again. I didn't hear.
Do you regret going back to the same model of the general manager without a hockey person above him to answer to when LaFontaine was pushed out?
No.
Terry, with all the turnover between not only the Sabres but the Bills, how do you feel that that affects your reputation as an owner?
There's a lot of turnover in professional sports. Tim Murray is the 14th longest tenured GM in the National Hockey League. There's been a lot of GMs that have changed jobs in the last 3 years. The coach thing, on the other side, I'm not here to talk about football, but we all know how that started. So, you know, these things happen in sports.
You say structure and discipline. What specifically led you to reach those conclusions?
That's how you win. You get, all of that stuff goes together with character. You got to have character throughout the organization, on the ice, and they have to be in a disciplined, structured environment where everybody knows what everybody's doing and everybody's talking. And that's how you win.
Terry, as you conduct your search, who will be in charge of the day-to-day decisions, like signing players, or what you need to do now until you get people in place?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of people in the organization that are pretty capable. Jeff Crisp will be heading up our amateur side. The pro side will be several people in the organization involved in decisions until that person comes in.
Yeah. Terry, looking ahead to this search, is it fair to say that you want a general manager in place before you go with a coach or have the general manager select that coach? And are you looking for experience in general in a manager, given that Tim had none when he came in?
I would say that's probably a safe assumption. Experience is going to be key in our search. And without disclosing specific details about what our plan is, our plan may change as we start talking to people, but the plan is to build a stronger organization from top to bottom.
Terry, is it my turn? I'm sorry. Years ago, you and I had a conversation, and you said you thought that your primary job as an owner was to be liked. Do you look forward to a point where you don't have to deal with this day-to-day stuff, where you can just be an owner, kick back, and watch your team and not have to deal with all of the turmoil that you've had to deal with in recent years?
Well, We don't like to be in situations like this. Kim enjoys both teams. We enjoy talking to our players and being involved in their lives and communicating with each other. I think that that's a healthy environment. Today's athlete is a little different than years ago. You know, they're much more complex.
How do you avoid getting in, as you say, this position?
I keep going back to discipline, structure, communication, character. We have to have character.
Terry, just two quick things. On timeline, when you met with Dan and Tim, had you already pretty much decided to make the change, or?
No.
So the meetings basically made your decision?
The detailed conversations with Tim, Dan, others in the organization, yeah, we talked to players and put it all together, and the decision was made.
And on your point on character, how damaged is this organization in your mind going forward, and how damaged has it been by a plan that authorized and essentially hoped for losing as a way of building?
I don't want to talk about the past, but...
That's a current issue. That's a current issue.
A lot of teams go through rebuilds.
But do a lot of teams hope to lose like you hope to lose?
Hope to lose? We do not hope to lose.
You did. Do you think that was a flawed plan?
We went through a rebuild. I don't understand why I've read an article by one of you gentlemen, why Cleveland's going through a rebuild, but the Bills tanked, or not the Bills, the Sabres tanked. You know, you're talking, one city can rebuild, but we, you know, you can't have it both ways.
You don't feel that you tanked?
No.
Even though your fans and your broadcast partners helped root for your team to lose, you don't feel you tanked?
We rebuilt.
You mentioned regretting not being part of the GM search. Less than a year ago, Tim Murray got an extension. What it went into that extension, and what changed in the last year?
You know, what happened a year ago is not important. You know, we're looking forward. You know, we don't need to discuss. I don't want to discuss that. Okay.
Two questions for you, Mr. Pegula. One. Right here. You said your decision to fire both GM Tim Murray and Dan Bylsma were made in the meetings that you had. There's a report out this morning that Dean Lombardi interviewed for the GM job yesterday. Can you confirm that?
We haven't talked to anybody. Put that in the Jack demanded his coach be fired category. You know, it's a pure fabrication.
And then second question for you, what's your time?
I like to know where some of this stuff, I'm going to reiterate what Peter Fish said. Where's this stuff come from?
Second question for you, what's your timeline to hire the next GM and coach, considering that the expansion draft is less than 2 months away, the draft is very close, and obviously July 1st you can start negotiating.
We're going to move as quickly and efficiently as we can, and you know, sometimes you talk to a half a dozen or so people, and you need to talk to more people. It's all a function of how our meetings go.
Adam, last one.
Terry, I think it was at one of the Bills press conferences in general where you said that you were, as owners, kind of learning as you went. It was a learn-as-you-go type process. And I'm wondering, since you bought the Sabres and then the Bills after that, and now as you approach this search, what have you learned about being a professional sports owner? And do you feel better equipped in that sense to lead this search and get this right at this point, where to this point you haven't?
Well, I think I'll go back to my four words again: discipline, structure, communication, and character. That those things are all something you need in your leaders, so they are able to judge and look for the same characteristics in players and employees that work for your organization.
Thanks, everyone.